Wake up, everyone. It's time for a call to action. Welcome to Call to Action Today, where there are no sacred cows, with your host, Steve Noble, just an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and he's calling you out every week to live the Christian life in your home, your work, and even in politics. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH, or check him out online at c2atoday.org. And now, with some much-needed cough medicine for the church, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Well, it's good to be back in Raleigh, North Carolina. New York City, Manhattan. It's really just an amazing place. But you know what? God is at work, even in a place like New York City, even in Manhattan. And I saw it firsthand. It was really cool to be there over the weekend. And of course, I broadcast from Manhattan and the King's College on Friday, right up there, literally like a block over from the New York Stock Exchange. It's really an amazing place to be. And on the ride from the airport, from LaGuardia all the way into the heart of Manhattan down there in downtown, really about four blocks south of the World Trade Center, where One World Trade Center is, and the 9/11 Memorial, everything there. On the way there, just had a nice long conversation with our Hindu Uber driver. And it was great. And he, you know, kind of understood most Americans are Christians, a little bit here and there. He's from India, and he just cultural Hindu. And really, I've experienced this in the Middle East, too, where a lot of people are just cultural religionists in their own right. So whether it's I've talked to a lot of Muslims that are kind of cultural Muslims in the Middle East, and that's just kind of the way they were raised. You know, it's family background. It's where they live. But I haven't thought too deeply about it. And this gentleman, who's only been in America for a couple of years, from India, who spoke pretty good English, a cultural Hindu as well. So he didn't know much about Jesus Christ. And by the time we were done, he did and understood the gospel. There was a moment there when the tears were beginning to form in his eyes as I was talking about adoption and how much Jesus loved us, that he would die for us to make a way that we could be adopted. We're not all God's children just because we're made in his image. So from that to spending time with three students from the King's College, you know, my daughter is up there as a freshman at the King's College. And so it was Parents Weekend. And just to encourage you, if you didn't listen on Friday, and I know we had a few technical difficulties there and trying to get their equipment to work with radio. So I think we had some challenges there on the sound quality. But if you did hear that show, and if you didn't, we'll have the podcast up pretty soon. And it just was so encouraging that some young followers of Christ who are getting an excellent, excellent education and want to go into the corporate centers of power and influence in America, but all three of them without fail, two young ladies and a young man, all three of them without fail talking about bringing the Christian influence, Jesus, the truth, as well as his love, his mercy, his grace, and his gospel to individuals where they work. So it's like, how do you impact the culture for Christ? One individual at a time, personally, plus all that you can influence and what you do with your time during the day. It was really encouraging. So know, friend, that they're out there. There are young people, millennials out there, who love the Lord and are full of the Spirit and are using the gifts that he's placed in them, the aptitudes, the abilities, who want to go out there and make a difference. And that's why I love working with the King's College people and having some of their professors on the show, because it's just obvious that God is really at work there in a unique way, because it's the big city. It's really the only Christian college located in a major, major city like that. The only one certainly in New York City. So it's just really encouraging. A wild town, just an amazing experience. And to spend my weekend with my awesome daughter, Amelia, was just a huge blessing. But and then last night, providentially, a young gal that goes to a private school here in town where I live in Raleigh, North Carolina, who's been around Christianity and knows a little bit about God, but didn't really know the gospel. So spent an hour sharing the gospel with her and my own testimony. And you know, we just need to make ourselves available to serve the Lord and to serve the people around us. Well, of course, it is the first Monday in October, and our good friend David Fisher from Landmark Capital, always a blessing to have him on. David, how are you? Welcome back to Call to Action. Here we are, the first Monday in October. Good to hear from you.
October, the first Monday. Thank you for having me on your program, Steve. There's been a lot of things that have certainly happened. I wish we could put it all back in the box and go back to how it used to work in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, back in the, as they say, the good old days. But it doesn't work that way in life, does it?
No, it does not work that way in life. Unfortunately, not that simple. But hey, you know, God is working in the here and the now, and he's working there in Phoenix, Arizona, where you're at. He's here in North Carolina. He's all over the world. So we're really excited about that, and we just have to be willing to follow him and make ourselves available and be obedient. And it's amazing what you can watch the Lord do. Well, we've got a lot to talk about today, of course, on Money Monday. We're going to get to that. We're going to come up on this first break pretty quick. But I wanted to start, David, and then today, we haven't done this in the past, but I'm going to go ahead and open up the phones. So if you have any questions out there, you're getting to know David and Landmark Capital and all the great information and education he brings us here on Call to Action. But if you have any questions at all about, we're talking about the banking system a lot, the bail-in, which has happened in 13 or 14 or 15 countries around the world now, just precious metals in terms of commodities and investment and using precious metals in an IRA. If you have any questions about that at all, David is a trusted friend and just a brilliant man in this arena, which is why we're blessed to have him on the show. So if you have any questions at all today, I want you to feel free to give us a call and we'll put you on the air and you can ask David, because that'll be probably a great question that other people would want to know about as well as we move through the materials that we're going to talk about anyway. But the phone number, 866-348-7884. Any questions you have about gold, silver, investing, the IRA, the bail-in, the things that we've talked about with David, and today we'll talk about Deutsche Bank because that's just getting bigger and bigger by the moment, and you're starting to hear it in all kinds of conservative media. Now, so it's not just a couple of guys like us, David, talking about it. Everybody's getting awake to it. But 866-348-7884. But before we get to all that stuff, David, I mean, the election for, you know, you're my brother in the Lord. You've been walking with Christ for a while. How do you look at the election as somebody that's not only a U.S. citizen, a citizen of heaven, but also that deals with the markets and how the impact of our economy, both domestic and international, can affect you? I mean, how do you approach the elections different than most of the rest of us?
No, I think we all see it the same way. We're polarized in our country. It's split 50-50, basically, with diametrically opposed ideas on how to fix this thing. So, you know, Trump wants to grow the economy by creating job growth, and he wants to bring business back here and repatriate all this money, that $5 trillion or thereabouts that's overseas, and give them a tax break or a tax hiatus, if you will. Hillary doesn't have a good business plan, and she doesn't have the best track record on working with emails and things like that. And I'm not here to throw her under the bus.
Sure.
But let's just take both of them out of it and take you and me out of this, Steve. Let's go back to 2012 when the Congressional Budget Office said this, that to fix the debt structure of our country, I'm paraphrasing, we would have to grow the economy 10% a year consecutively. No president's ever been able to do that. Trump wants to do it 3.6% at best.
So. Yeah. Shocking days. We're talking to David Fisher, Landmark Capital. David, I'm going to put you on hold. We'll be right back in a minute. Any questions you have about gold, silver, the banking industry, what we're going to be talking about, the bail-in, shocking, disturbing information. We'll get that with David when we come back. This is Steve Noble. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, Call to Action Radio. Great to be with you. The website, as always, C2A Today.com. That's C2A as in called to action. That's the number two, C2A Today.com. Right at the top, you're listening to that music. My good friend Matt Papa will be here Tuesday, November 1st, Call to Worship. It's our only annual fundraiser. We don't have to raise a ton of money for Call to Action Radio. Praise the Lord for that. But we usually need to raise about $25,000 to $30,000 a year to kind of take care of all of our regular hard costs and equipment costs and some things here and there. And God always provides. But it's an awesome night to come together and worship together. So if you're here, especially in the area, Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill, even Winston-Salem, Charlotte, North Carolina, I know many of you are outside of the state. So please pray for us. But if you're here, and especially in the Raleigh area, my backyard, really need your support, need your help. And this is an incredible night of praise and worship. Matt Papa will be doing the music. My good friend, the slightly older brother from another mother, Bishop Wooden, who's oftentimes with us doing Black and White Day, has been a good friend of mine for 10 years and a good friend of this program for a while, really since the start. And I'm going to be doing a special onstage interview with him. We'll talk about Black Lives Matter, racism in general, a little bit about the election. But that night we'll also be hearing from Walt Heyer, who's in his mid-70s now, an incredible testimony that you will not hear hardly ever, because he went down the road of gender confusion, then sex reassignment surgery, the whole nine yards, lost everything, and now as a man in his mid-70s, remarried, and God's just done an amazing work in his life. He'll be sharing his testimony that night. Go to the homepage, c2atoday.com, and get your tickets. They're just $10 a piece, and that helps to underwrite the cost of the event. And we need to have 300 of those sold really within the next 3 weeks, because I can't walk into the event and not have enough people coming, because then financially it just doesn't make any sense, and not a big enough ministry to risk anything like that. So we are praying. We are walking by faith, now just inviting you, and to bring friends and family would be awesome. C2atoday.com is the website. Let's go back to our good friend David Fisher. It is Money Monday, the first Monday in October. And David, I mean, that's, you were talking about the nature of the beast and the world that we live in. Very, very difficult days. We're going to talk about Deutsche Bank, and we'll talk about Wells Fargo and the IMF, some things there. But I did want to get to, we have a caller calling in from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. I want to get to Keith right quick. And by the way, if you have any other questions about gold, silver, precious metals, dealing with the banking industry, IRA, you can actually have gold and have it in your possession in an IRA. You can look at that. Just gold and silver investing in general. Any questions? And David would be happy to take your question today here on Call to Action. 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go to Keith, who's calling in from Winston-Salem. Keith, you're on with Steve and David. Go ahead. Thanks for listening.
Oh, thanks for taking my call. I actually had two questions, if I could. The first question is, I know you mentioned an IRA. I do not have an IRA, but I have a retirement set up through my employer. Can you still get involved with purchasing precious metals through a company retirement plan?
And then what's your second question, Keith? And then we'll have David go ahead and answer those.
Okay. The second question, and I know this is probably no longer available. I know that you mentioned a couple weeks ago that Landmark was offering the Morgan Silver Dollar. I had called in about that, called the number that you had given, and couldn't get in touch with anyone. I was kind of put on to a answering service.
And because I think we overwhelmed their lines when that happened, Keith. But you know what, I'm gonna go ahead and let you go, Keith, so just keep listening. David's gonna answer those questions for you right quick. But thanks so much for calling in, buddy.
Thank you very much.
All right, man, hold on. Okay, David, there you go. First one, he's talking about his Keith's got a retirement account with his employer, wondering if he can do anything with that in terms of precious metals. That's an interesting question.
Keith, thanks for calling into Steve's program. If it's an ESOP employee stock option program, probably your hands are tied. If it's a 401k and you're younger than 59 and a half, more than likely your hands are tied, but you can do a loan against that, and I can explain that, how that works, and it might be in your best interest. But if you're older than 59 and a half, or you've left the company called Separation of Service, then you have a green light, and we can help you understand all that. It's more of a detailed interaction that I can help you understand on that. And as far as the Morgan Dollar, we're going to be doing the same thing here at the end. I want to explain why and how that worked. Yes, our phone line's jammed, and they took the overflow into the answering service. We've done some things since then where hopefully that won't happen, but bear with us. We're trying to help everybody get this free coin.
Yeah, which is really cool that that problem exists in the first place, because, you know, it's just people responding to your generosity and the interest in precious metals as we deal with an economy that's just getting worse by the day. But Keith, thanks so much for calling in. Those are great questions. And we'll talk about the Morgan Silver Dollar again at the end of the show. 866-348-7884 is our number if you have any questions for David Fisher from Landmark Capital. Of course, landmarkgold.com is the website. Great source for information and education. Or you can give them a call at 844-879-8882. But if you have questions right now and would like to ask David during the show, 866-348-7884. Okay, well, let's jump into some of our updates here, David, and very important things that we're tracking as the Deutsche Bank situation keeps getting. I mean, our pseudo radio friend Glenn Beck's talking about it almost every day now. I mean, it's getting a bigger cloud as spreading around the world. But let's start with the IMF, because they were doing something again, another announcement out of those guys. Then we'll talk about Wells Fargo.
Biggest announcement in 10 years that they announced on October 1st was they told us what the weightings of the currencies called special drawing rights is, an internal currency used in central banks. As we all know, that they were adding the Chinese currency called the yuan. And so here's what happened. Excuse me. The U.S. dollar remained the same percentage of its weightings at around 42%. The euro lost 7% because there are problems in euro, and that went over the Chinese. The Japanese yen lost 1%, and the sterling pound lost 2%. So the Chinese yuan, or renminbi, has now 11% in the basket of currencies compared to the U.S. dollar having 42%. So that's an announcement. It puts China on the map, saying we can now trade internationally. They've set up 28 countries where they can swap currencies with. They're going to compete against the dollar as the world reserve currency. It's not going to happen overnight or anything time soon, but that's the goal of theirs.
Yeah, because they want to see their currency be the world reserve as opposed to the U.S. dollar. So, and that's why it matters to everybody listening to us today, right, David? I mean, if all of a sudden China has the world's reserve currency and we don't anymore, what does that mean for America?
Well, absolutely. The price of gold would go up, the economy would shrink, and as a result of that, people would be more concerned and the price of gold would go up. So this is why we have a fundamental problem. If we don't get our house in order of $20 trillion, according to the Congressional Budget Office, what I was saying, we're going to have some major financial challenges as a country, and we're not even admitting them yet. That is really a big challenge. I mean, one of the two candidates is, but admitting it and fixing it are whole two different things, and you know, that's not my desire for our country, but we're a long ways away from it.
Yeah, just unbelievable. That's why we need to be praying for those in authority over us, friends, whether you like them or not, whether they're in your party or not. The Bible commands us to pray for them, and we need to do just that. What about Wells Fargo?
Boy, the banking system is getting black eyes left and right. Doesn't matter what bank you are, almost. But Wells Fargo got hit with a $2.6 billion lawsuit by terminated workers for not meeting their quotas. 5,300 employees were fired. That's somewhat old news, but today's news is in California, they stopped using Wells Fargo. They suspended key several banking relationships, the California treasurer. So the days of Wells Fargo of having more bad problems just continue to be numbered.
Yeah, just really, really scary information. I'm going to put David on hold. This is Steve Noble with Call to Action Radio. If you have any questions for David, especially about precious metals, your IRA, taking possession of gold, and even the banking industry, we're going to talk about Deutsche Bank, which is another giant event coming up. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, Call to Action Radio. The website, same as always, c2atoday.com. So previous shows, you want to catch the podcast, which you can listen to them right there on the website, or you can download them, drop them onto your iPod, your iPhone, your iWhatever, and listen to them at your convenience. Plus, we're live. We live stream on the internet, and most days I'm doing Facebook Live as well, where you can actually watch the radio show, which is kind of a bizarre thing, but that's there. So it's great to be able to connect with you in a number of different ways. But the website, again, c2atoday.com for the podcast. Some other blog entries. I'm getting ready to write a blog kind of coming down the road and dealing with this. Should a Christian ever consider voting for Trump, to Trump or not to Trump? That is the question. I'll do that blog post, which I've had percolating for a while, to kind of explain my own decision and take into consideration all the things that are floating around out there. By some, this is one of the only times in my life as a follower of Christ for the last 22 years that I've seen people that are normally completely united, very divided. I mean, very well-known, very conservative biblical theologians who are divided on this issue of voting for somebody like Donald Trump. For them, as well as for myself, Hillary Clinton, just simply because of her position on abortion, as well as a number of other things, not an option at all, in the very least. And so for a lot of people, it's either Trump or nobody. So it's some people are struggling with that question. I did early on. I'm not struggling with it anymore, but I'm not excited about it either. So I'll be doing that as well. But you can get your tickets for Call to Worship there as well, especially if you're here in the Raleigh-Durham-Chapel Hill area. I would really appreciate you being there. You'll love it. It's an incredible night and very helpful to support this radio ministry, which I hope has been a blessing to you. Another thing that's been a blessing to all of us, our good friend David Fisher, from Landmark Capital and Landmark Gold, again, a great source of information and education. They inform you and educate you, then the decision's between you and the Lord at that point, of course. And that's the way they treat every single person that calls in from the Call to Action audience, which has been a huge blessing. So if you want to ask David a question while we've got him on the air today, our phone number, of course, 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. Or 800-866-34-TRUTH. And to Keith's question earlier, we'll talk about the Morgan dollar later, which was minted between 1878 and 1921. These are uncirculated coins that David has been kind enough to give away to people that are interested in getting more information, especially about the being able to have gold in your IRA and take possession of that. But if you want to get educated, want to get informed, this is for you. It's not just, hey, we're throwing, it's not like the parade's driving down Main Street and the fire engine's chucking Morgan dollars out and everybody grabs one. This is, so I'm just asking you to respect the fact that David's being very kind here and generous, and don't take advantage of that, but take advantage of if you want to get educated and get some more information. So we'll talk about those, and the ones they're giving away are uncirculated, so they're beautiful. Well, Deutsche Bank, which is, I'm beginning to hear it more and more all over the place, David, and this is a big deal that's going to affect a lot of people around the world, not just in Europe. So what's going on there? Because this seems to be unfolding quickly every day.
The opinions about Deutsche Bank are as broad and opposing as Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. Some say they're going to go under, and some say that will never happen. They said the same thing about Lehman Brothers, so
yeah,
I'm not
going to
take the chance.
No.
So this is why I'm going to go on record saying, and this is going to be very opinionated, and I hope I'm wrong. Deutsche Bank is going to go under in 3 months if nothing substantial happens. And the reason I said that is because there's a report out on Fox News that they said they have 3 months of burn cash available. In other words, after 3 months, they don't have money to do anything. So it's highly opinionated, obviously, by many people. But they also said on Fox News that if Deutsche Bank went under, it would be Lehman Brothers like a walk in the park. Another economics advisor said it'd be like going to the beach. The size of Deutsche Bank is unreal compared to Lehman Brothers. It's 10 times bigger. The subsidiaries of the interconnection liabilities, in other words, who they work with, Lehman Brothers has only had 208. Deutsche Bank has 3,112. So
they
can't unravel fast enough.
No.
Well, Go ahead.
I was just going to ask, how did Deutsche Bank get into this situation in the first place? I mean, oftentimes it's the frog in the pot. We saw that with the housing meltdown, which for years with the subprime loans and all the different instruments they came up with, basically created to take advantage of this train wreck. And is that the same thing that's been going on with Deutsche Bank, just mismanagement and poor financial stewardship over years?
Banks have moved away from the banking policy of how you make money is by making a loan and lending that out. That's how banks used to make loans, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. Then it started to change with credit. Then they started leveraging their money called derivatives. They also got involved in the bad loan scandal where they bundled good loans with bad loans and sold them all as good loans. That's why there's $14.1 billion of what they're supposed to be paying to the Department of Justice, and they don't have the money for it. So they're in trouble, and they got here on their own business practices like Wells Fargo did. Like all these banks that have already paid restitution, it's just the same old story. But this is the big one. This is the one that is not too big to fail. This is the one that will cause massive failure, and this is why I'm concerned.
Yeah, and so what's the ripple effect if in 3 months, in fact, Deutsche Bank goes under? What kind of wave is that going to send across the Atlantic onto the shores of good old U.S. of A.?
According to Fox News in the same report, they would say immediately we would have in our 5 to 7, maybe up to 12 banks in the United States, the large one, they would become immediately insolvent. Another report said 1 to 2 banks, large banks, would immediately fall within 1 day. Within the week, we'd have 5 or 6 more banks that would fall. This is mainstream media saying this, Steve. This is insane. And so here's the significance of this. The largest bank possibly of systemic risk in the world, according to the International Monetary Fund, being Deutsche Bank, they're trying to shore this up because on Thursday, they had, so far their stock is down 50% year to date.
Yeah, God.
August 16th, one of the largest bank in Europe, they got delisted from the stock index, a bank stock index, STOXX. That'd be like they taking J.P. Morgan off Wall Street. That's what happened here. That's how insane this is. The largest bank in Europe, they delisted it from the stock index in Germany. So what's happening here is they're trying to shore this up. They met with Chancellor Angela Merkel last week, rumors thought that they were going to ask for money. She comes out and says, we're not giving any money. We're not doing any bailout. Their stock tumbles 7%. It goes on multiple days of falling. And on Friday, they come out and they say they've negotiated a deal. Actually, the AFP, a press in Europe, says there's a $5.4 billion deal that was negotiated. What happened? It was a scam. Two false Twitter accounts were set up, and they went out and put this out on the Twitter. And now Wall Street Journal, Reuters, and Associated Press finds nothing of an agreement. In fact, top executives from the Department of Justice and Deutsche Bank haven't even met yet.
Wow.
So that's why they tried to shore this up, because there's getting ready to be a big bank run in Germany this coming week if they want to shore this up. There's $300 billion in Deutsche Bank, and there's not enough money on account to cover that.
Well, how in the world could, I mean, who could they go to? I mean, who could bail out Deutsche Bank at this point?
Well, Germany certainly can't. They were talking about the Fed doing this. The Fed can't. It's leveraged 77 to 1. It was leveraged 7 to 1 before they did the quantitative easing. The Fed doesn't have money. The Fed's doing crazy things. And last week, Fed Yellen announced that they might even purchase U.S. stocks to prop up this market. She made that in an announcement. It's the craziest thing that we're living in this world, and that's why there's so much uncertainty, and that's why gold is up 24-25% this year, because moving into crazy times.
Yeah, and then because it's a precious commodity, that's why it's got value, because it actually exists, as opposed to this money that the Fed is talking about buying stocks in order to prop up the stock market, which is already propped up to a certain extent. And what's the federal government doing? They're so in debt, in bed, and just embedded in the whole system. It's just a giant house of cards that, I don't know how bad this can get, David. I don't have the ability to really consider how bad this can get if all these dominoes start to fall.
Well, when the 10 largest hedge funds of the world on Thursday of last week announces they're selling Deutsche Bank stock, that says something. And that's what triggered this insane nonsense of these Twitter accounts announcing this. They had to stop the bleed before it would have happened. So, obviously, Deutsche Bank is not even close to being out of the woods. They're burning through their cash. Unless they get a bailout, and I don't know who that would be, we're going to have a fall in that bank, and it will ripple across the world like never before. I'm not a conspiratorialist. I'm not a sensationalist. You've never heard me this passionate. But what I saw last week, actually, for the first time, I am now scared, Steve. This is crazy. I don't know how to fix this problem because they're upside down.
Yeah, I can hear it in your voice, and this is kind of like in the days after 9/11, when none of us could consider planes flying into buildings, and I was just there staring into that space where those twin towers used to be. But we cannot have a pre-9/11 mindset in a post-9/11 world. This is not conspiracy theory. This is fact. These things actually are happening around the world, which will impact us here in the United States. How can we prepare ourselves? How can we withstand what's coming? We'll talk to David about that when we wrap it up after this. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, Call to Action Radio. Great to be with you. Great to be back in Raleigh after a wonderful weekend in New York City. My awesome daughter, that was a blast. And being able to share Christ with people once I got there on the ground in the taxi, Uber, whatever. Always a great place. A lot of people, a lot of foreigners that, from different countries, Muslims, Hindus. And really, you know, it's always a little awkward at first, but you just begin to have the conversation, especially people that haven't lived here for long. You know, what do you think about America? What do you think about Christians in America or Christianity? Do you know much about Christianity? Do you know anything about Jesus? And, you know, And they're very, a lot of people from other countries are very open to talk about religion. Oftentimes in America, it's more difficult. But with foreigners, it isn't. And with young people. I sat next to a young lady, 18 years of age, all the way back from New York to Raleigh, North Carolina. And we spent most of the time talking about the issues she's dealing with in her life and sharing the gospel. I shared my testimony with her. And she believes in God, doesn't really understand the gospel. And so those opportunities are out there. I'm not saying this to... Believe me, there's more times when I mess up and wimp out than there are when I'm faithful. But when I'm faithful, God is always fruitful. And you can watch it right there. And no, the Hindu driver didn't pull the car over and give his life to Christ, but he gave him a card. He wanted to check out the show. I told him I hope he would call me or send me an email. And I was faithful, and that's what we're called to do. And you can do that. I can do that. We can all do that. Another issue that we're called to be faithful with is the stewardship of our money. Sometimes people wonder why I might have somebody like David Fisher from Landmark Capital on the show. We do a full show the first Monday of every month, and then we do little updates on the Mondays in between. Because stewardship is a big deal to the Lord in both the Old and the New Testament. And Jesus talked a lot about money, and we need to pay attention to it. In this world that we're living in and the crazy days we're in, and you hear this in David Fisher's voice as we talk about what's going on with Deutsche Bank and with our own federal system, and it's just crazy. So we need to get informed so that we can be properly educated, so we can be wise as serpents, gentle as doves, and good stewards of our money. And that's why we like to have David Fisher on with us. LandmarkGold.com is their website. 844-879-8882 is the phone number. And something one of the first topics we ever started talking about last year, David, was this whole notion of a bail-in. And every time we start talking about banks collapsing and governments having a hard time, I remember the bail-in, which has happened. Is it 14 or 15 times around the world yet? So take us down that road right quick.
14 countries. And yes, it's something that now is being picked up upon in mainstream media. It is now on the table of our country, unfortunately. They passed a law in 2010 called the Dodd-Frank Act that changed the legal ownership of our money now, that it can be used for bailing out banks, governments, et cetera, financial institutions. And, you know, if we would have had that back in 2008, we not only would have had market loss in our IRAs and 401ks, we would have had government loss by seizure of assets. And that's my fear. I'm very unsettled in my spirit with what's happening this last week, but at peace with the Lord, it's just disturbing. But I hope that all this will work its way out. Usually it does, but we didn't have it work its way out in 2008, and this is so much larger than that.
Yeah. Yeah. And the bail-in, again, for people that might just now be joining us, or maybe that's the first time they've heard that phrase, which is now it's showing up in commercials on other conservative talk radio stations that I've heard around the country. But what is a bail-in again?
I've been talking about it for 3 years. I got a big white paper on it. They can get that by contacting my company. We bailed out AIG, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, General Motors. We came to their rescue. A bail-in is opposite. Nobody comes to the rescue. The country is in financial turmoil. It will go under unless they get help. So they didn't get help. So they went internally into their citizens' bank accounts, Cyprus, Ireland, Greece, Spain, Poland. I can list them all. And so they took a portion of their money, and then they gave them a banknote, a government bond, and then they were paid back over time. In some instances, like Poland, they defaulted on the bank, on the government bond. So that can happen also. So this is now set up in our country. I got a big report upon it. They can Google everything. It's all factual. And it will give people's eyes open to see how we've moved down the same path of what the world is doing, what the abnormal is now becoming normal, unfortunately, in our country.
Yeah, what's evil is good, and what's good is evil, and you can see that with this notion. The coming bail-ins, the name of that white paper, by the way, that David mentioned, and you can get that by going to landmarkgold.com for that information, or 844-879-8882. Well, as people consider precious metals, and, you know, I don't think 20 years ago most of us were thinking about it, that unless we were really highly educated on the subject, but, you know, it's been prevalent in all kinds of conservative talk radio and different media sources for the last probably 5 to 10 years. It's been a really big deal. But how should people consider precious metals just in terms of their own portfolio, David, their retirement, as we look at these unstable market conditions, the banking situation with Deutsche Bank and around the world? How do we begin to approach using precious metals in terms of part of the portfolio?
Well, it's very simple. Gold and silver has been the number one asset class that's outperformed every other asset class the last 15 years by index. And there's a reason for that, because the big money of the world is buying it. So they being the Fed or the government's going to have to move towards getting out of the $20 trillion in debt. And ways of doing that is ignoring it. And that's what's happened 15 years. They kicked the can down the road and gold and silver went up 300%. Or they inflate their way, raising interest rates, which caused gold to go up 500% in 5 years. Or they devalue it, which will cause gold and silver to go up. Or they do a thing called a bail-in, which if you have a portion of your money in gold and silver, roll over your retirement, take physical possession, and they flip the switch, they can't access that portion. And the Wall Street Journal says they want to take 56 to 71%. That's a big chunk of money. So we believe in, you know, getting prepared. I'd rather be 2 years too early to this financial flood coming than 2 days too late. And that's what this is all about. Get educated and get your eyes open to really what is happening. It's more important than ever.
And in terms of, I know I get this question oftentimes after I get off the air and people will send me a note on Facebook or whatever. They're like, okay, what percentage of my portfolio should I consider having in precious metals? And it's not a one-size-fit-all answer, is it?
No, if I said, like I said to everybody nowadays, 15 years ago, I was saying 10 to 20%. People look back and say, well, you must not believe in your product that much if it was the number one asset class. So the numbers are higher because we have higher risk now. Gold is not a risk asset. It's a safe asset, and it's moved up 24%, like I said, year to date, the number one performing asset class out there right now. So it's a safety valve for a lot of people, and I think it's going to go up much higher.
Yeah, and again, to get that information, again, that's what we're talking about, education and information here. LandmarkGold.com is the website, or 844-879-8882. And it's just a conversation. They'll give you the information, and then you decide what you want to do with it. Well, let's talk again about the Morgan dollar, which is just beautiful, minted between 1878 and 1904. I'm looking at some pictures here online, David, and these are uncirculated, which means they weren't out there in people's pockets. These are beautiful coins, are they not?
They're brilliant uncirculated, which means they're really shiny looking. They've never been in the circulation. This Morgan dollar, actually, to correct you, Steve, was minted from 1878 to 1921.
1921.
The 1921. They melted down 270 million coins under a Pittman Act in 1918, so there's less than what the mint produced in numbers. This is the most distinctive coin ever in the history of our mint executing coinage. The reason why is because prior to this, during the Civil War times, they took off the motto, "In God We Trust." Our country was divided. So this coin came together and was designed specifically to bring our country back together.
Wow.
They wore a lady with her crown and the liberty of the crown. There was two crops, wheat and cotton, the most predominant crops in the North and the South, bringing our country back together. And the motto went back on our coin, above the eagle. So God is over our country.
Amen.
Historians say this is the first coin that says they want the presence of God to bring back our country that's divided. He wants to be over our country and in our country and on our money system. And that's why this coin is very historical. I'm giving it away, one per caller, for the first 21 callers who have concerned about what they're hearing today.
Yeah.
They have a 401k, they have an IRA, they have some sort of assets, money in the bank they're concerned about, and they want to learn. And so as a way of saying thank you for getting engaged in your money, that's for them.
Yeah, and what's the phone number people call for that? Because I know Keith is ready.
Keith, you can call us at 844-879-8882. I'll say it again, 844-879-8882. That's the best way of getting hold of this and being the first 21 callers. They can go to our website at landmarkgold.com. Have patience with us. Just mention the Morgan dollar as when you call in. We'll get the information packet out to you, and we'll tell you all about it, and your coin will come a few weeks later after that.
Awesome. David Fisher, Landmark Capital, always a blessing to have you on. Thank you for helping us understand these complicated issues, my friend.
God bless you and your listeners, and God bless America, Steve.
You too. Okay, thanks, pal. We'll talk later. And it really is a beautiful coin. I didn't know that part about the "In God We Trust" and then the wheat and the corn and all that on the front. I'm looking at a picture of the coin right now, and it is nice to see "In God We Trust" up above everything else for a change. And that's our problem. I mean, that we want to talk about Hillary and Donald Trump. I think the fact that we're looking at these two as our presidential nominees, you know, the two people running for the office, tells us a lot more about the state of the nation than it does about Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. This is where we brought ourselves. And I was talking to a friend earlier today. He's like, hey, you know, do you think this is maybe just part of God's judgment on our nation? And I say, yeah, in terms of God will just turn you over. Go read Romans chapter 1, which explains so much of what we see in our culture today. Romans chapter 1, and you're given over. Basically, God just kind of says, okay, you don't want me. You don't want my help. You're not going to seek my face. You're not going to turn from your wicked ways and humble yourself. You'll get exactly what you're asking for. Common grace starts to decrease, and we essentially destroy ourselves. And that's what we're seeing. So we need to be people of Daniel, desperate prayer over our nation, for our existing leaders, for people like Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton to be completely bowled over by the gospel of Jesus Christ so they can come into the kingdom of God, have a right mind, a right spirit. That's the only answer for all this stuff. And ultimately, the world will pass away and all things will become new. But that only applies to you if you know him. This is Steve Noble, Call to Action Radio. God willing, I'll talk to you again real soon.